Jesse and Jules. This is Hit.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Almost the end of that week.
Morning, y'all. Hey, do you drink VB?
Occasionally, but I'm more of an...
occasionally?
Like, I mean, if someone puts it in front of me.
Oh, so if someone put a free VB in front of you, you would drink it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, get excited then, because this Sunday, VB will be given out for free over 2 hours right across Australia to over 200 pups.
I saw this story and I got very excited very quickly.
Yeah.
And then I got very unexcited as I read through the story. It's not coming to regional WA.
I know.
And the pub gets to choose what size you get. So what? Get ready for a midi. You know?
Oh, I'm surprised that you're a little bit upset over something that's free, because I know you. You're like, I don't care as long as it's free. I don't care how little it is, how big it is. If it's free, I'm taking it. I'm happy.
I just hate getting beer in a midi. It just seems so disappointing to me.
I think when I first moved over to WA last year, I remember going to the bar and I was getting Elliot a, I wanted to get like a schooner.
Yeah.
Of something. They were like, a schooner? And I'm like, yeah.
Really? They said...
And then they're like, no, do you want a pint? And so in my mind, as not a beer drinker and not knowing sizes of things, I thought a pint was like a really big, jug of
what do you call a pint
beer?
Over in...
We don't have pints.
In New South Wales?
No. Oh, you've got a mini.
You're missing out.
Or you've got a schooner, which is like that in between. Nah, see, the thing is, over there... I feel like we're really big drinkers over there.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. It's probably a good thing that there's no pints.
I was going to say, there is a lot of bars around WA who are doing the sneaky sneak, going to the bigger size being the schooner.
Right.
And they'll charge a pint price
for
a skooey, and you're just like, come on, mate.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't know how you...
Wasn't born yesterday.
I'm not a big beer drinker, but I really just don't know how you guys get through a pint of beer without it getting hot. Because obviously I'm nursing it. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Flat out.
I like VB. I know a lot of people will knock it, but it's probably my choice of beer.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, I might get a little bit hated for this, but kind of tastes like Emu Export. Tastes kind of like VB.
You're joking.
I'm not. That's why I like Emu Export, because it reminds me of VB.
Oof.
Phone's
lighting up this morning.
If I'm honest, all bloody beer tastes the same and it tastes like shit.
Oh, she's gone hard and early. Off goes the microphone this morning.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a touch more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, today is about a young man who has gone viral for an Instagram post. Nick Youngquest used to play rugby in Australia.
Oh, whoa. I mean, that's all I need to know. What's his handle?
He is Nick Youngquest. He's even got the old blue tick going on. He's got 88,000 Instagram fans.
Is that all you need for a blue tick?
Well, apparently. He's a model he was a public figure, and he's a model in New York now. Right?
Oh.
So he's retired from rugby.
Oh, ladies, Google this image. Look it up. Nick Youngquest.
So I had a quick gander at his Instagram. The second last post
I'm having a little bit of a gander as well.
The second last post that he made was just under 700 likes. Right? So he's not getting a lot of interaction on that one. The post that he made the other day, the latest post, almost 12,000 likes. And you might be thinking... What?
Sorry, just bumped it up to 13,000 now with my little
light. I was going to say, what would make people go so crazy?
But look at those abs, oh my God.
A little bit of nudity. Yep. Nick decided he was going to go for a swim over in Portugal. Didn't have any clothes, and so thought he'd take
a
photo of it as well. And he put a flag emoji over his undercarriage. Perfect, right? Saves you. Portugal.
And
put it on Instagram. Yeah, and no one can complain because there's no gear in it.
True.
Except for the fact that the shadow is cast right down his leg. And when I say right down his leg,
That's not real. That is not real.
Thank goodness.
I'm zooming. Okay, I can't believe it. Got the 2 feet. I'm zooming in on this. It looks photoshopped.
Well, that's what everyone's saying in the comments as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the shadow. The shadow's a different colour.
Oh, look at Jules.
No.
I've been here before.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Rick from Bunbury, who would you like to go up against this morning, Jesse or myself?
Oh, I'd like to have a crack at Jules.
Yeah, good on you,
not
mate.
The first person to say that, either.
Whoa! Alrighty, Quizmaster Jesse, I got 5 questions for you, mate. Buzz in with your name, and if you get it wrong, the other person gets a crack at it, alright?
Okay.
Alrighty, question number 1. How many Harry Potter books are there?
Oh, Jules. 3.
Not even close.
Okay. All right, Rick, what do you reckon?
7.
Spot on, mate.
No. Did you know that or was that a guess?
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, good. Oh, okay. On, Rick.
All right.
And question number 2. In which country is the Angel Falls? This is multiple choice, by the way. The world's highest uninterrupted waterfall.
You said it was multiple choice.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're waiting.
A, Venezuela. B, Uganda. C, Brazil.
Jules. Brazil. Ah!
A or B, Rick? Venezuela or Uganda?
I'll go B.
B, Uganda? It's Venezuela.
Oh, no points.
This guy's
no
begging
dice.
This morning. Number 3, Lil Nas X remixed his hit song Old Town Road with which country artist?
What's his name?
Rick.
No!
Rick, go on, Rick.
Billy Ray Cyrus,
maybe.
I'll give you that. No worries. No,
oh,
question.
I was going to say Keith Urban.
So it's 2-0 at the moment, Julesy. You got to win both of these just to stay in the game.
Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
You can clean it up right here, right now, Rick. Question number 4. Out of karate, rock climbing, and netball, which sport is not at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics?
Jules. What was it again? Karate, netball. Rock climbing is not. I'm going to go rock climbing. Ah, no!
Karate or netball, which one's not in the Tokyo Olympics, Rick?
I'd have to say netball.
Spot on, mate. You've come up with the win today. Well done.
Oh, I've got a scrunchy face on me at the moment.
3-0. An absolute spanking.
Thank you, Jules.
No, you're right.
Good
I'm
on you, mate.
I'm feeling a little bit salty, though. I feel a little bit defeated, but I'm glad you won.
Thank you.
It's all thanks to Pan Pacific Perth. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Okay, so I want to talk about this new abortion law that Alabama over in the States has brought in. I mean, it has just caused these waves right across the world because... They have, these anti-abortion laws. Yeah, made it legal.
Lots of states in the US are trying to do this and make it more difficult as well.
So the thing is that, I've read it, obviously I've seen a lot on social media. 25 of the 27 Republicans, all men, passed this bill put a ban on abortions. It's one of the strictest in the states, right?
Mm.
And... doctors who facilitate abortions will face prison terms up to 99 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crazy. And the most disturbing thing about this is that it's even against the law. I mean, if it was done by rape, if you fell pregnant by rape, which is where it gets so disturbing.
That was one of the weirdest parts. One of the politicians said, if it's done via rape, then... the victim needs to make the best of a bad situation.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, dude...
almost just swore on radio. I've been looking into this because obviously I haven't had one. I do have some girlfriends that have had some.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the rules.
Sorry, just quickly. I think it's 1 in 4 by the age of 45 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean...
it's a lot more common than we think.
For my girlfriends, I mean, they've been really glad that they've been able to have that option. You know, they weren't ready. There's a lot of reasons as to why they did that, but they're glad that they had that option to do it.
Safely.
However, I mean, do you know the rules when it comes to, or the law when it comes to abortions in Australia? Because I am absolutely shocked.
I know a little bit, having spoken to a friend of mine went through some stuff, and so I know a little bit about the WA laws, but to be honest with you, not as much as I probably should.
I mean, if like the rule though that I have the law that's happening over in Alabama, if that is outraging you over there, you should be outraged with what is actually happening in Australia, because in New South Wales, abortion is still a crime.
Really?
Yes. And I did not know this because obviously I've never been in this situation. I've never been in that situation. So I didn't know. But in New South Wales, abortion is a crime for women and doctors. It is only considered legal when a doctor believes a woman's physical and or mental health is in serious danger.
Right. So you have to prove.
Yes. I honestly, and this is like, obviously in all the states, Queensland, ACT, Victoria, you know, you obviously need a lot of doctors that need to approve this for an abortion, an abortion to happen. But obviously there's limitations when it comes to how many weeks.
Yeah.
So in Victoria, it's legal up to 24 weeks. In WA, it's only legal up to 20 weeks with some restrictions for anyone under the age of 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very restricted as well too for anyone over 20 weeks. But I am just absolutely shocked that, I mean, we're all blowing up about these women's rights over in Alabama. We should be protesting for women's rights here in Australia.
Yeah.
And for the women of New South Wales especially, I mean, for that to be a crime, still listed a crime. Apparently it's a 119-year-old crime. Like, this law was made 119 years ago for New South Wales.
There's very little set of rules that 119 years ago.
Insane. So, I mean, I feel like at the moment, I think we're, like, now that this Alabama law has come out and outraged women, men and women right across the world, I feel that as though we're going to start seeing some big changes here in Australia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, get behind it and support it, because I feel like it's something that you don't really know about until you've either been through it or there's things like this. As a woman, we have a right to choose. You know, whatever we feel is best for us, we should have that right to choose. And, oh, it's just, it's quite sad to know that these laws are in place and they're that old. It needs to be updated. I feel like I should get into bloody politics. You know how much I hate politics, but...
You just missed the election, so we'll get you on the next one, hey? Can you wait 3 years?
Oh, I don't know, but I should probably start looking into it, you know, start schooling myself up in all
Julesy
the terms.
Julesy for PM.
Vote me in, people.
Let's go! Trending now at hits.com.au.
Australia's fastest man, Quadzilla, or Trey Williams, as you might also know him, is quitting sprinting. 22 years old. He's done and dusted with the sprint game.
Unbelievable. He is just such a powerhouse, that kid.
And we actually saw him in Bunbury here at the gift that they ran.
I'll tell you what, we were sizing up our quads against him that time, a year ago? Now we've done that over 1,000 kilometres on the mountain bike, on the Mundabiddy. My thighs have gone to another level. I feel like I should send him. Would it be weird if I send him a photo of my thighs and be like, hey.
Unsolicited?
A year ago. Yep. Okay, cool.
Super weird.
No, that's cool. I'll hold back.
But if you ease into the conversation, but the problem is you might not be able to because he is hanging up the boots on his sprinting career.
Yes.
But he's picking up a different set of boots. He's going to be playing rugby sevens.
I don't know if his thighs are going to fit in footy shorts, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get some stuff custom made for sure.
It's really, this is the most incredible, like, swap over story. But there is precedent for this happening before. So he obviously wants to go to the Olympics in 2020.
Mm.
Rugby sevens is now an Olympic sport. The first time round was the last Olympics.
Mm.
And there are sprinters in other countries who have done this that have converted to rugby sevens and been really incredibly good. Like, the US has two of them, Perry Baker and Carlin Isles.
Yes.
I think they're both, like, college sprinters and stuff. And Carlin Isles was the fastest man in world rugby.
Right.
Until Trey Williams made the switch.
Damn.
So not only will he be like an awesome grab for the Australian team, but he'll be the fastest person in world rugby. That's not just rugby sevens. The whole kit.
Man, they are going to trip out over his thighs, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Because they can do it like in 100 metres in like 10 seconds, right?
Yeah, 10.1. Yeah, so it's pretty full on, but... One thing, 10.1, 10.10, something like that. But the other thing is, we've done this before with our women's team, who are the best in the world. Elia Green, who is one of our best players, if not the best, she was a sprinter as well. And she was potentially going to go to the Olympics for sprinting, made the switch over to rugby sevens, won a gold medal at the last Olympics.
There you go.
So I'm really keen to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating story.
When is Tokyo next year?
2020.
Yeah, cool. Exciting.
So, it's really, really interesting to see, but I can't wait. Hopefully we'll play America and the two sprinters will go off against each other.
Can't wait to see Trey. in his little footy shorts.
Okay. Not quite as tight as the tights they wear when they sprint, so.
I mean, the footy shorts are just next level because they're, like, short and they're going to be tight as anything.
All right.
Am I too excited for this?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh, my cheeks are hurting.
I've never seen you so excited over sport.
Oh,
Hit.com.au if you want to go and check out what else is trending.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
For everything that is breaking over in Hollywood and for all the exclusive interviews as well too, we got Dee McCarthy joining us live from LA. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, guys.
Now, you caught up with the very stunning Elizabeth Banks. OMG.
I love her so much. You know, I've known her for a while. I interviewed her first when she did The Hunger Games.
Ooh.
Then, of course, through the Pitch Perfect series. And now she's in a new film called Brightburn. Now, here's the thing with this film. It's really different. I haven't seen a film like this before. It's a horror, superhero, villain kind of film. It's really, really dark. It's really scary. And she was phenomenal. Have a listen to this. Here we are. I sat down with Elizabeth Banks and the cast. I think she describes it even better. Check this out.
Yeah, I think it's a super villain origin story.
Yep.
That's how I would put it, right? We are creating something very unique with horror, but also somebody who has incredible superpowers.
Yeah.
Who is born to be a superhero and isn't.
Absolutely isn't. All I can say is this. At the end of the screening, when the lights came on, my popcorn was everywhere. I looked at I jumped 70 times. It's one of those really jumpy, on-the-edge-of-your-seat films. And it's in Australian cinemas tonight. And, you know, I love a good horror film. And this one is one of the best I've seen.
I reckon that's really cool that they've got superhero kind of vibes in there as well. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I find?
It's really different.
I find that I go through, like, two large popcorns in a horror film because I freak out that much. It makes me anxious. I just can't stop eating.
Oh, I was going to say, do you eat any? You just spill it everywhere.
No, it's because I'm, like, trying to calm myself down. Literally.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Dean, Jay-Z's getting sued. What's going on here?
Okay, random, super random. So Jay-Z owns a company called Roc Nation Sports Athlete.
Yeah.
And basically, like, represents, like, famous athletes, right? Anyway. So basically, one of the athletes in the agency, he's a boxer, he's suing Jay-Z and Roc Nation Sports because what he's alleging is this, right? He was like, you know, I was really sick. I didn't want to box this one day, and they made me compete, and he got injured really badly. Like, I think he has, like brain trauma, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That.
And so now he's, it's serious, and now he's suing Roc Nation for what he says allegedly forcing him to, you know, compete on a day when he wasn't feeling well.
Wow. I just thought Roc Nation was just a fashion label that Jay-Z had.
No, they just have everything. They have everything.
Okay, now moving on. Oh, because we've got to talk about the delicious George Clooney. Oh, my goodness. But, I didn't even know he was in a motorcycle crash, but this was a while ago.
Yeah, so last year, no, that's the thing, most people didn't. Last year, he was in a motorcycle accident. It was really serious, and he actually collided with a car, which is really, really bad. Anyway, he now has come out and said he thought he died.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I saw, like, the light.
Wow.
Thought I was dead. And he wasn't, obviously. Don't worry, everyone. He's fine. He's in a new film. He's fabulous. But, he actually kind of was like, I kind of went to, like, another place.
Oh, like a near-death experience.
Yes, exactly like that. And what's interesting is that the story wasn't that big. When he had the motorcycle accident, not many people knew about it.
Like,
I think they kind of kept it under wraps here.
So interesting. Anyway, I'm really glad that he's still here with us.
Mm.
And beautiful. Thanks so much for filling this in, babe.
Bye, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
And a very important debate that we need you to settle for us this morning.
Mm.
Now, the nursery rhyme, Incy Wincy Spider...
I think you're sorely mistaken.
It's called Incy Wincy Spider. You know, Incy Wincy Spider.
You're very close. The tune's right, but it's Itsy Bitsy Spider.
This is on our Facebook at the moment. There's a post that says, is it Itsy Bitsy or Incy Wincy? Now, I can't even believe that this is even a question.
I can't believe how much people are blowing up about this when it's clearly Itsy Bitsy.
Well, you and I mean, we are completely divided here. Mm. It's Incy Wincy, always has been, always will be Incy Wincy.
Let me just show you something, okay? You ready?
Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout.
right? Sounds completely normal.
In what country is that?
I want to show you one that probably doesn't sound so normal.
Incy Wincy Spider.
Nah, mate. It sounds weird. Incy Wincy is weird. What's an Incy Wincy?
What's an Incy Bitsy?
It's like little bit. It's like a little bit of something, you know? Like
an Incy Wincy is a little bit as well, too.
It's what's a wince?
Incy Wincy Spider. Yeah.
Nah.
Stop it. You shouldn't make me question my own thing here.
Yeah, because it's Incy Bitsy.
It's Incy Wincy. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Harley from Bunbury, what do you think it is?
It's absolutely Incy Wincy. No. Oh,
mate.
Girlfriend, yes. It's
why?
Incy Bitsy is just no.
What? Why not?
Because it's Incy Wincy.
Who has ever said Itsy Bitsy, ever?
Itsy Bitsy was what I was raised on.
You were raised wrong.
Where were you raised?
Oh, mate.
Where were you raised?
Alrighty, Mary from Bunbury, Incy Wincy or Itsy Bitsy?
It's Incy Wincy Spider.
Oh.
Yes, girl.
No.
It's always been Incy Wincy.
Jeannie from Bunbury, is it Incy Wincy or Itsy Bitsy?
Incy Wincy.
Oh, three to Jules. Sure. Thank you.
Where is this coming from?
I have no idea, but it is definitely Incy Wincy. Even on Play School when you were young, it's Incy Wincy.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh. Play School's onto it. They're the experts.
Jeannie, thanks for the call this morning. We're going to wrap this up with Alan from Dunsborough. Is it Itsy Bitsy or Incy Wincy?
The spider is Incy Wincy because the Itsy Bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot.
Oh no! I knew this was going to come up.
Where is this Itsy Bitsy coming from? You're right, Itsy Bitsy yellow polka dot bikini. Yeah,
Alan, you've had me undone here this morning. I knew someone. Because I thought of this in the kitchen this morning. I was like, oh, is it Itsy Bitsy yellow polka, teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini?
I love it.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Mate, you know when you get something wrong and you decide to double down on it? And this is what was running through my head this morning.
It was an Itsy Bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot.
But I had already jumped on the Itsy Bitsy bandwagon and I was like, nah, I've got to save face here. Surely I can convince everyone.
Not even. However,
it's Itsy Bitsy.
I have chucked this into the Google because, you know, I like to Google a lot of things to sort debates out.
Mm.
Itsy Bitsy spider is a thing, but it's an American thing. So Americans say Itsy Bitsy. Aussies say Incy Wincy.
Oh, no. So now I'm the one bringing the wrong thing into the country.
Yes, absolutely you are.
I've got to say, shout out to Jeannie who brought Play School into it. I will believe whatever Play School said.
Absolutely, yeah.
So they are the authorities on children's rhymes.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
I do care about health fads, Jules.
Yeah, you are a bit of a health fad, aren't you?
I like to put them to the test, you know? Like, they come around every 5 seconds.
Yep. I mean, I think when I first started over here, you were into intermittent fasting.
It just intrigues me, all this stuff that comes through, and I'm like, I'm going to experiment on myself.
Yeah, right? Why not? What's been the best one so far?
I think all of them have been rubbish, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you stopped doing them, so if you stopped doing them after 3 months, it wasn't any good.
But one thing that I have, like, trouble with a bit of soreness in my back and shoulders and stuff, get a bit tired every now and again.
Yeah.
And so I was telling one of the girls at work here, who happens to be your housemate, Renner's.
Yeah.
Right? And she was saying, I've got this thing called a Shakti mat.
Yes.
That you lay on.
Yes.
And it'll fix you right up.
Now, if you have not seen these and you don't know what it is just like a same size as like a bathroom mat. And it's got these like little pins all over it almost. Like
hundreds of little plastic discs that are covered in pins kind of thing, right?
Yes. And it looks like a bloody torture mat.
Yeah. And they're sharp. Right.
Sharp as.
So she said to me, you lay on it, first time you do it, lay on your back on it with your shirt on.
Yes.
And I went, okay, cool, no worries. Day one, done and dusted. Said to her, oh, it was really interesting. She's like, take it to the next level. Try it without a shirt on.
Yeah.
And I did last night.
Right. Because I've done this with it, like, but I had clothes on because there were people around.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go to that next level of shirt off. But you did this.
Yeah, so I thought I'll just throw myself in. I'll give it a crack. I Snapchatted my face to her as I was doing this. And I just wanted to play you the audio of what happened.
All right, Renners, I've had a go at the Shakti with the shirt on. It's pretty painful. I'm just going to dive right in. I'll have a go with the shirt off. Here we go.
Oh,
why would you do this?
Oh my gosh. Next level.
It's only that I know what you're doing, but geez, if you just listen to that audio, it sounds like you've had a big night on the tacos.
True.
Literally.
But she said to me, "You think that's bad? Stand on it."
No.
Bare feet.
No.
So what I've done is I brought the Shakti mat in here this morning.
Yeah.
I've got it. You've got your shoes off. You and I are going to try this.
Oh, no, my shoes are on.
No, take them off. You and I are going to try this live on air right now.
The thing is, I have attempted to do this with, like, to stand on it.
Mm.
And I could only get, like, a little bit of, like, 1 foot on because I'm, like, 70 kilos, man. That's heavy. Like, it hurts. That's
I'm asking from you 5 seconds, both feet on.
Dude, lucky to get one.
If I do five, will you do five?
I'm leaving my socks on.
Come on, you got to come in.
I've done it because I don't like my toes.
Okay. If I do five, you'll do five, all right?
What do I win?
Yeah, my respect.
Oh, but...
All right, here you go.
I don't want it. If I have to go through torture to get your respect, I don't want it.
This is five, okay? Ready?
Five. Four. Three.
Scale faster for
two. Two.
I'm done. Okay.
Oh, look, I'm going to do that after you. I tell you what, you better get that little beep button ready because this is not going to be
Let's
fun.
Just hope that it wasn't
Turn
any
my mic off.
Foot,
Seriously, you're
foot fungus on there for making cheese. Five.
No.
Yeah, come on.
I've got 1 foot on.
Two. Put two on.
Okay, well, I'm just holding myself up off the desk.
Take your hands off the desk.
No, I'm not because it hurts.
Take your hands off the desk. Five.
What? This is 5 seconds. Five.
Five,
oh.
Four, three, two, one. You're good. Now, is the worst part not taking your feet off and they're all stuck into your feet?
Absolutely.
It is pure insanity. So if a friend tells you to get a Shakti mat,
don't.
Just get in the zone for pain. And there's a little bit of pleasure in there.
I mean, on the back it's good, but, like, the feet, no way.
Oh, yeah.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jessie and Jules.
Morning on 13, 12, 16. I want to hear from all the pineapple lovers out there. The pineapple on pizza lovers, because I feel like I've just heard enough of these people that don't like pineapple on pizza.
Mm, the rest of the world, essentially. We are going to put. We are going to give people a chance at these Disney's Aladdin tickets. Disney's new thrilling and vibrant live action venture in cinemas today.
Jenny from Wandering, are you wandering around out there?
I am. I'm driving to work,
babe. I love it. I would love to say that I'm from Wandering. Just in case you were wondering.
Oh wow! Wow.
Anyways, Jenny, I'm wondering this morning. Do you think that pineapple belongs on pizza?
I'm afraid to say it's a maturity thing.
Ooh.
Oh! That you're mature if you can handle pineapple on pizza?
No, as a child, I loved it.
Yes!
But as you get older and mature, you prefer the more Italian style.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. You know, your taste buds refine a little bit and you become a real person, don't you?
Just like a good red wine.
Yep.
Yeah, but Jesse, did you eat pineapple on pizza when you were a kid?
Yeah, because I could
when
do
When I was a kid, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did anyone not hear me when I said I want to hear from all those pineapple lovers out there?
All the kids are still asleep, mate. That's all you got.
Don't worry, Jenny, we've got someone else calling through. Love you, babe.
Thank you,
Keep wondering. Bye. Okay, Bradley from Northern, please tell me that you're ringing up to say that pineapple belongs on pizza because Jenny...
She's giving you nothing this morning.
Oh, no. She rings up to say, no, it's a maturity thing.
No, it definitely belongs on pieces. It's just like a Hawaiian ham steak. It all go together. And it's cooked.
Mate, what's a Hawaiian ham steak?
You got your ham steak on it.
Mm-hmm.
The pineapple on top and then your big piece of cheese on top of that and it's all cooked.
Oh.
That sounds like bloody heaven to me.
Oh.
It
and
is.
It's because of the sweetness of it, right? Like
It just goes all together. Gives it that juicy and nice and sweet.
Love
okay,
it.
Brad, give me one sec though. Your favourite pizza, what is it?
Hawaiian.
Oh, yes! Mate. No way.
See, we are out there. I mean, like I said, a lot of you, there's a lot of you out there that hate the pineapple on the pizza. But, I mean...
You know they do, like, peri-peri chicken and all sorts of stuff now,
right? I'm not knocking that there's anything wrong with all those other ones. I'm a massive meat lovers fan, right?
Yep.
But I'm just saying, the ham and pineapple, it's a good thing. The pineapple on the pizza, don't knock it.
No.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't have the pineapple. She takes it off, and I put it on top of mine just to make it more.
Oh, you're bucking what Jenny said as well. She was saying it's for the young people, and your daughter doesn't like it.
Yep.
Bradley, thank you so much for calling up. Really appreciate it, mate. You know what? Because you did. You've scored yourself a double pass to go and see Aladdin.
Thank you.
No worries, mate. Experience Disney's new thrilling and vibrant live-action adventure, Aladdin, in cinemas today.
Now, I have to chuck this topic up on our Facebook, Hit WA. Mm. I'm willing to go to war this morning, people. Oh, no. I want to know what your favourite pizza, what the favourite pizza topping is, right? And I have put there, mine is pineapple. So, let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.